Okay, does anyone have a hymn they'd like to start off, or a song they'd like to start off? What number?
Five.
Number five on our hymn sheet. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Around the throne of God in number seven. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Can someone start that one for me? I love him so much. You know, I was told when I was asked to come take the children's meeting, there'd be a lot of children here. And it's not wrong. There's a lot of you here, right? And glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Does anyone know what that spells? Anyone know what that spells? Yes, young man in the plaid. Tidings. Do you know what tidings means? That's good. At least you're honest. Do you know what tidings mean? Yeah, what does it mean?
News,
yeah. It's joyful news that are coming to you. Things that we have a message for you, right? I bring that Jesus has come to save me. That's why we're here for, right? To talk about Jesus and talk about being saved and the glad tidings. The gospel message last night was out nice and clear. Tonight this meeting is for you to talk about those glad tidings. Okay, does anyone have another one that we can sing? Yes, Levi. 14. One door and only one. We've been talking about the doors in our Bible readings, but this is another one. One door and only one. Well, that's definitely one I cannot start. Can someone start that one for me, number 18?
There were 12 disciples.
17. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Great at spelling. Does anyone know what B-L-O-O-D stands for?
Blood.
Now, why is the blood important? Why is the blood important? Why are we talking about the blood, about the Bible, good tidings? Yeah, why is blood important?
To wash away your sins.
To wash away our sins. That's correct. And who is the only one that can wash away our sins? Who's the only one that can wash away our sins?
Jesus.
It's always answered everything, right? It is. I steal my dad's old jokes. It's okay. That's right. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. By his blood, we are washed, right? And that's why it's important when we say the B-L-O-O-D that Jesus shed for me. So I'm praying today that you can say that confidently in your hearts. Do we have another one? Yes, my friend in the pretty yellow dress there. 20. Oh, wide as the ocean. Now, I don't know about you. When I was your age, I had to make sure that I wasn't standing next to someone in case I accidentally hurt them. So if you want to do the actions, make sure you don't knock each other out as we do it, okay? One. Now, boys, are you all related to each other? No? Oh, okay. Really good friends, then. I can tell when you start knocking each other out. Yes. Number 6. Can someone start that one for me, too? Let's just pray for a minute, and then we can sing one more, okay? Our dear God and Father, we thank Thee that we have this time to come together and talk to our little ones and our big ones and our old ones about thy love. Lord, we know that thy love reaches far and wide, and that thou loves us so much that thou gavest life for us. And so, Lord, we just do pray that the message is clear for each and every one here, that thou art here to save, so that we can be with thee one day in heaven in all thy glory. And so we pray, Lord, if there is even one little one here or one person here that has not heard thy message and taken thee into thy heart, that they tonight or today pray that they come to thee. And so, Lord, we thank thee and pray to thee in thy name. Amen. Yes, my friend, what's up?
Number one,
a certain man of whom we read. Does anyone know who that certain man is? It took me a long time as a kid to know who that certain man was. Who's that certain man?
Zacchaeus.
And what did Zacchaeus do?
He was a tax collector.
Good job. Okay, a certain man of whom we read who lived in days of old. Though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Okay, here we go. A certain man of whom
we read who lived in days of old, though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold.
Definitely have something more than gold today to talk about, right? And you know what I love about that hymn and about the story of Zacchaeus, you know, Zacchaeus, we're told it was a wee little man. He couldn't see among all the crowds that's there, but he wanted to see Jesus. But you know what the more important thing is? Among all that crowd, Jesus saw Zacchaeus. He knew where Zacchaeus was, and he knows each and every one of you. Everywhere, every day you do something, everywhere you go, Jesus is there watching you because he loves you so much. And he was able to say, Zacchaeus, come on down. Do you think Zacchaeus, well, we know the song, we sang it. Did Zacchaeus just walk away and be like, nah, I'm fine, see you later? No. Zacchaeus obeyed and found out all the lovely truths that the Lord Jesus had for him. You know, and that's what the Lord Jesus is here today, knocking on your door, asking you to come in. You know, are you going to walk away Are you gonna let him into your hearts? And maybe you already have, which is a good thing. Okay, does anyone know the memory verse for today? I had to ask my sister for what it was. Go for it.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
You know where it's from?
First Timothy 1:15.
Good job. I have a treat for you. You can take one of them all. Not all of them. Anyone else?
First Timothy 1:15.
Christ Jesus
came into the world to save sins.
Good job. You get one. Anyone else? You'll bring it around for me.
1:15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Good job. I don't have enough hands. You know the verse?
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1:15.
Good job.
My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Awesome work. You have a verse?
This is a faithful saying, of whom I am chief, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
First Timothy 1:15. Now that I brought candy out, everyone wants to have a chance, right?
First Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectations, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15.
Perfect. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, because now that I brought candy out, everyone wants it. You can come to me after Sunday school. I'm going to make sure we say it. I have tons of it. Don't worry. Like any good teacher, I have remembered to bring candy to bribe everyone. So it's been a while since I've been in front, so I'm a little nervous, to be honest. It's been a while since I've had to sit in front of students. Normally, they're sitting in front of me in my office because they're in trouble. And now I have to teach you all. It's been a long time since I've done that. So we're going to turn to a verse in Psalms. Okay, so if you have your Bible, we're going to turn to Psalms. It's in the middle of the Bible, so it's pretty good. It's okay. And I want you to remember three things today, if you can. You think you can remember three things? I try to keep it simple. We're going to talk about light. We're going to talk about treasures. And we're going to talk about jewels. Do you think you can remember those three things? Light, treasure, and jewels. Do you remember one of those three things? Light, treasure, jewels. Okay, so Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, when I was asked to take the Sunday school, it was on my heart to think about each and every one of you and how we walk before the Lord Jesus. You know, I know that we talk about the Lord Jesus coming into our hearts, and I know a lot of you have asked, I'm presuming a lot of you have asked the Lord Jesus to come into your hearts, but I was on my heart today to talk about how we walk before the Lord and have a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. And who is guiding you as you go forth today? And I'm hoping that that's the Lord Jesus and the Word of God that we have here. You know, and I was thinking of, the reason why I was thinking of it is I do a lot of trail running. And I was running late at night, and my lamp, my headlight died, and I couldn't see anything. I was blind running through the trails. How many of you ever hiked trails? What's on the trails? When you hike, what do you see?
You see rocks and stuff.
You see rocks and stuff. And so if you're running through the trails and you can't see the rocks, what's going to happen? I'm going to hit them? Definitely I will hit them. What else could happen? I'm going to trip over them. I'm going to fall, right? And it's because of this lovely flashlight, which is quite bright. I mean, not so much right now in the cafetorium, but it's pretty bright. But when I was running, I was like, oh, I couldn't see anything. And I had to actually have my friend ask me for his extra light. Thank goodness I was able to have that, right? But the Lord Jesus talks about light all the time, right? And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Many of you are faster Bible finders than I am, but Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. And it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." So before the Lord Jesus came, we were walking in darkness. And if you've ever walked in pitch black, it's very, very scary. And you don't know where the path is. And sometimes I wandered off and I was walking around. And then sometimes I saw a cliff near the edge. And I was like, oh, I'm not going that way. So I'm going to go this way. And it wasn't until I was given a flashlight that I was like, oh, wow, I can see where I'm going now. And the Lord Jesus has done that. He has come into your hearts and he's provided you that light. He has walked. He has given you that light. And you shine bright for him now. Now, I have a question for you. I have this very bright flashlight that shows the way, even here. What do you think is going to happen if I covered up the light? What's going to happen if I covered up this light that now I am blind as I looked into it? Want to say that loud?
Nobody can see it.
No one's going to be able to see it.
No.
Is that you think what's going to happen? Are you able to see that bright light now? A little bit? Okay. You can see it through the cracks a little bit. Right? But if I took the box off, we can see that bright light everywhere, right? Now, why do you think I'm talking about blocking lights? Why would I talk to you about covering up your light? We just said, you are now the light. Now that you're saved, the Lord Jesus has come into your lives. You are children of the light. And now we're covering it up. Does anyone know what that symbolizes? Yes, Benji?
It symbolizes your sin.
You want to say it again?
It symbolizes your sin.
Yeah, it can symbolize your sin, covering it up. It can also symbolize the ways in which we walk. And sometimes when we're in school or we're out in the world and we say, you know, people ask us, are you a Christian? Sometimes we're maybe a little scared to say that we're Christians. I know I've been guilty of that. We cover up our light, right? And maybe we can turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. In verse 14, right? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Every one of you are a light unto this world. The Lord Jesus loves you so much that he has given you a light to shine bright for other people, including one another in the assemblies, including one another with next to your friends. How do you help your friends be better Christians? How do you help your friends shine brighter together? Has any of you ever been in a very dark, dark cave? There's been a couple older folks in a dark, dark cave. Have you been in a dark, dark cave before? What do you need in order to see?
A light.
Have you ever taken that light out?
Yes.
What happens?
You can't see.
You can't see at all. But what if a small little spark started?
Well, it could.
Does it light up the whole place really fast?
No.
It didn't? No.
It can.
Well, I'll tell you, I was hiking one time again, and we were able to go into a nice dark cave, and the leader was like, okay, everyone, put out your lights. And we're like, I don't know. He's like, trust me, put out your lights. So we put out our lights, and I couldn't see anything in front of me. But he just took a little flash. He took a little lighter and flicked it, and all of a sudden, everything shone so bright. Right? You're a light unto this world. And the Lord Jesus wants you to shine bright and not hide your light so that the world can see everything that's around you. Right? And it's important that we shine bright because, you know, the Lord Jesus says we're also treasures. Remember I talked about three things? What was the first thing that I said that we're going to talk about? What's the first thing? Light. What was the second thing I wanted to kind of talk about? Treasures, right? And so I want us to, actually, before we go there, I want to turn to the book of Daniel. If that's okay. And I was thinking of the story of Daniel. And I think you know the story. It's a very familiar story. It's Daniel and how he was thrown in the lion's den. How many of you know the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Good. But, you know, I was thinking of light and I was thinking of shining bright before the Lord Jesus. And Daniel came to my mind. So chapter 6, Daniel 6. You know, these words were the things that I got caught in here. We'll start at verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Isn't it amazing to think that Daniel had no fault in him except that concerning God? I wish that my life would be that perfect that my friends around me would be able to say, you know, Jonathan, you lead a really good life, and the only thing we can find fault is that you follow the Bible. How brightly do we see that light shone as Daniel shone before? What testimony do we have for that? And I know we're little, but you, my friends, have the brightest lights in this world. You know, when I look at you singing your hearts out, when I see little ones praying, when I see you memorizing verses, it's a huge testimony and encouragement to my own soul to see the love of the Lord Jesus in you. And here we have Daniel, that the only fault they found was in that. And so, you know, they didn't like that. And the world doesn't like that. The world doesn't like that you follow Christ. And every which way, they're going to try to make you feel down and put obstacles in your way, and that's what Satan does too. And so they said, let's make an edict that we have to Verse 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto King Darius, all the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted to gather to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he should be cast in the dens of lions. So they said, you know what? We know Daniel is not going to do this, but the only person that can ask things is of you, O king. And they knew Daniel wasn't going to do it. Do you think Daniel said, nah, I'm going to follow what the government said, I'm going to do this? Did Daniel do that? No. He stayed faithful. He continued to shine bright. And then we have verse 16. So the king found out that Daniel did these things, and Daniel, of course, had to go into the lion's den. But then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. This is what a testimony does. King Darius knew about God, all because of Daniel and because of what he stood for. Because his light shone before the world so bright that he was able to have that testimony. And King Darius, he said that, right? He says, like, he will deliver thee. In verse 17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and the signet of his lords, and the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. And then verse 19, and the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, and that they have not hurt me. And the king was exceedingly glad for him. And so it's amazing to see that the Lord Jesus saved Daniel, but more importantly, that Daniel had faith to know and have that testimony before the Lord of God. And here we have his light shining bright, and there's many instances, you know, where young little ones stood before the world and shone bright. And I just thought of Daniel as we had this here. It's a kind of exemplary, the idea of what light means. Okay, now I did say we're going to talk about treasure too. And I have let's go back to, I have verses all over the place in my head. I have to write them down sometimes. Matthew 13. And I believe some of you in Sunday school talked about this already. I don't know if these are the exact verses that you talked about, but I did see some little ones walking around with a treasure box and some loonies and toonies in them. So I'm wondering if that's what you were talking about, but maybe not. But Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl, had a great price, went and sold all that he had bought it for. Does anyone here in this crowd know who those treasures are? And who might buy those treasures? Does anyone know who those treasures are? Do you know who those treasures are?
Us.
You want to say that? Us. And who's the person that went and bought that field?
Jesus.
And why did he do that?
Because he loves us.
You sure he loves you? You're positive? I am positive too. That's right. You are so valuable that the Lord Jesus knew every one of you before you were even born. He died well before I was alive. All because he knew that one day I would be born and he would want me up in heaven. How amazing is that? And it's interesting. The more and more I think about my role, so I'm a vice principal for those that don't know me. And every day I have to talk to children about the things that they do wrong. You know, I could easily come down very hard on them. Sometimes I have to. But the more I think about my role, the more I think about that love that Jesus had and what compassion and mercy actually means. You know, the Lord Jesus knew that we are not perfect, that we sinned. And because we had sin in our hearts, he knew that he had to die on that cross for our sins. And he gave that ultimate price for each and every one of us. Well, I turn to one last verse. Actually, we might have two verses depending on how time goes. But Malachi, the last chapter in the Bible of the Old Testament, not the New Testament. So if you need to find it, it's the last chapter of the Old Testament. We're going to go to Malachi 3. Verse 17. Whoops. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. The Lord Jesus says that we're going to be like jewels and treasures. How many of you knew that you were precious stones and precious jewels before the Lord Jesus? Did you know? No. You were so precious that he was willing to die for you. Okay, so you remember I said at the beginning, there was three things I wanted to talk about. If there's time, I want to say one more thing to some of our older young people. When I say young children, our older children, I have something on my heart for them too. But what were the three things I wanted to talk to you about today? I'm hoping that you remember at least one. What's one?
Gold.
Gold, treasures, that's right. And who's the treasure?
Us.
You want to say it loud?
Us.
Yeah, you're the treasure. And why are you so important? Because you're a beautiful jewel. Right? What else was one other thing? We talked about something else.
Light.
Light. And what about light? It's okay. Sometimes I tune myself out too. Pardon? Yeah, to see. And what do we need light for?
To see where we're going.
To see where we're going. And who is the person that we should be looking to guide where we're going?
God.
That's right. And where is that light found sometimes in us? Where do we find that light?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. That's right. And what happens if we hide our light? Who's going to see our light if we hide it? Who sees our light if we hide it?
Satan.
Satan always sees us, yeah. But who sees our light if we're hiding it? Does anyone see our light?
No one,
right? And we need to shine bright, just like Daniel did, before the world around us, okay? Okay, I have one last verse in Psalms, back in Psalms 27. You know, having my own children in wide variety of ages, I didn't want to forget some of our young people here too in our children's meeting today. And so this verse was laid on my heart, Psalms 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You know, young people, you can borrow me, young children, for a minute. I was once in your shoes. not too long ago, sitting in these chairs. And sometimes the words that we hear go in one ear and out the other. But if this verse sticks with you, I hope it does, that one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, and young ones too, one thing to seek after the Lord Jesus, to be here in his presence so that you can learn more about the Word of God and know what direction you can go. And at the end of the chapter, in verse 14, it says also, wait on the Lord. There are many times in my life where I've rushed through things and I've made many mistakes because of that. So I pray that you can wait on the Lord to know what's right, and he will guide you. He will be able to do what's needed. And so, little ones, as we end this meeting here, I do have little jewels for you. You can come later on. And those who haven't said their verse can come to me as well. But maybe we can end with one song and then we'll pray. Does anyone have one more hymn that they would like to sing? Yeah.
Number nine.
As the hymn sheets are all over the floor, it's okay. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody has told it, ever told it to me. Into a tent where I can confidently say that each and every one of you here has heard this story. Now that you've been to our gospel last night and the Sunday school today, and you can't say, nobody has ever told me the story before. But every time I sing this song, you know, I think of this last little part that says, then I am sure that he sent him for me. And it gives me goosebumps every time I think of this little boy saying, I am sure he sent him for me. And so I'm praying for each and every one of you to remember that the Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners. And the only way to heaven is through him, by his blood. Should we just pray? Our dear God and Father, We once again thank thee for all that thou hast done for us. We thank thee for these little children, which are joys for thee. We thank thee that each and every one were so precious to thee, as precious jewels, that thou died in our stead. And so, Lord, we pray for the meetings today. We pray for thee and what thou hast to say for us. And we thank thee in thy name, dear Lord. Amen. So, little ones, if you do have your verse,